Hello, everybody. This is Dave Burke of First Star Football Report, sponsored by First Star Logistics. On Monday, September 2nd, I had the chance to be on WLW with Chick Ludwig, and you can listen to what we talked about in high school and college football following this message about Anchor Podcasting.
637, Chick Ludwig, 700 WLW. This is Sports Talk. And high school football started in earnest this past weekend here in the greater Cincinnati. And it's supposed to be a time of celebration. School's back in. Man, I think of Friday Night Lights. I think of school spirit. I think of cheerleaders, the band, all the things that surround what should be a fun time for communities everywhere. And here a couple of incidents break out. In Southwest Ohio here, Friday night, Woodward and Withrow, and then Saturday night at Welcome Stadium in Dayton, Dunbar and Roger Bacon. Some incidents there. And to talk about this and high school football, we welcome in my good friend, Dave Burke. Dave, Chad Brendel says hi, that you guys go back a long way.
Way back. I had a chance to listen to what Chad was saying, and you know, he does a great job covering the Bearcats, and I used to have that do that beat, and while I miss it at some point in time, it is a grind, so he does a great job with it.
Fantastic. And Dave, you've got your own consulting firm now, and you're writing for several websites, and I'm looking at your story now on the First Star Football Report and about these incidents, and I can tell you, you're exactly right. There is a shortage, definitely, of referees, officials, umpires, you name it, and incidents like this, don't help the cause. That's for sure.
No, it doesn't. And I was at the game, and it was, it happened so quick. And I will say this: I mean, officiating, I don't care what sport it is—football, basketball, volleyball, softball, whatever—is so hard. And all the way down to the youth sports through high school, it is hard to get people to be involved and give up their time, because the pay is not the greatest, and you put a lot of time in it. And a lot of times, as I wrote, people do it to stay involved in the game, to pick up a few extra bucks. But Saturday night at Welcome Stadium, you know, sad situation. And then it was one player, and I have to stress, and the game was, it wasn't that it was a chippy game. A lot of penalties being called against Dunbar. I think there was one drive that was like 50-some yards and penalties against Dunbar. And, you know, officials call the game the way they see it. But one young man, and we won't name him, and, you know, the fact that he did what he did by headbutting an official and then actually starting to go after another official in a threatening manner, you know, is sad to see. But, you know, hopefully the young man gets the help he needs, and, you know, it doesn't hurt him going forward. He can get the help and, you know, learn from the mistake. And now I can tell you that, you know, the coaches were quick, his teammates were quick in trying to get a hold of him and you know, settling down and continue the game. But the officials saw fit that, and I think you alluded to it, some of the other stuff that's happened, and you know, the Woodward and Withrow game, it wasn't necessarily anybody on the teams, it was outside of that, before anything escalated, and they took quick action in a game that Roger Bacon was clearly being dominant. But I can tell you this, Dayton Dunbar has a lot of very good players, might be the best team in the city of Dayton itself.
Wow, and yes, multiple fights breaking out between Woodward and Withrow. Gosh, I was shocked when, you know, hosting extra innings that night, and Bill Sag Dennison comes in with the scores. And he was talking about it, was on the news also, and that's just shocking. But what can we glean here, Dave, from the first weekend, you know, positive, the first weekend here in Ohio, especially in Southwest Ohio? What do you think the landscape here is starting to unfold? Who can we you could keep an eye on?
Well, I think all the talk going into the opening week was what was going to happen to Lakota West with Tom Bolt having left Colerain, taking over the West program. And they, you know, didn't have an easy game week one going to LaSalle, and they ended up on the losing end. And I believe, you know, Tom Bolt at some point in time will have that team turned around, and they will be a very dominant program to watch going forward. I learned that the Colerain Cardinals, they still know how to win football games. They went up to Huber Heights in the backyard blitz and played Wayne. They won, and they showed that they have some talent to work with this year. So Huber Heights, Wayne, even though they lost, I came away feeling the fact that they are very young. They have some young players that you just got to sit there and watch. And, you know, R.J. Mukes, the son of the head coach, the new head coach of the Wayne Warriors, Roosevelt Mukes, who Bearcat fans may remember,
yes,
is only a freshman, very talented wide receiver. You get into a young man named Adam Trick, who's a kind of, you know, thought he was a quarterback, but he's going to be more of a linebacker, possibly DN. And you know, he's a sophomore. And then you got Elijah Brown, who's, you know, 6 foot five and 220, 25 pounds. And, you know, then you get into, there's another Wagner. And when I say that, here a couple of years ago, Ahmad Wagner, who was a basketball player, played his senior year of football at Wayne, went on to Iowa as a basketball player, left. He's now at the University of Kentucky. He has a younger brother, Emil Wagner, who is a sophomore and who is already 6 foot six and around 240 pounds.
Wow.
And he has a chance to be very special. So Wayne is young, and I think they're going to do quite well going forward. We also learned, you know, Roger Bacon had a chance in that game against Dunbar to see the running back, Corey Kinner. Very, yeah, very talented. Very talented.
Yeah, and I figured that's one of the big reasons you were there. He's arguably one of the best players in the state.
One of the best players in the state. But I'll tell you, the one no one's talking about, Roger Bacon, is a senior, James Thompson, who has a frame that, you know, when I start evaluating players and I look at the frame, you're talking about a 6 foot five, 250, 255 pound frame, athletic, defensive end, can play offensive line. He has a body that you could see growing into not just a major college talent, but also possibly being a guy that gets looked very heavily to play on Sundays. And you know, I'm very reserved when I say that about someone at this stage, saying they have that type of possible future if they stay healthy and they progress the way I see it. But he's really the reason I went, because I already knew Corey was really good. But yeah, being having a chance to see James Thompson was, you know, the main reason I wanted to see that. Plus, I wanted to see some of the players at Dunbar. I think there's so much talent in Southwest Ohio this year. And it's not just in the senior class. You look at the senior class, I feel, you know, you've got the Paris Johnson's junior at Princeton. You've got the Darian Henry, who I first noticed his first game his sophomore year. And then, you know, Jaheim Thomas, who's going to be a Bearcat. But the kid that I really, really like is Evan Prater, the quarterback out of Wyoming. Had a chance to watch him as a sophomore, and you just continue to see that development. And I think he's underrated. We have him at First Star Football Report. We're sponsored by First Star Logistics. It's a five-star guy. And I know 247 has him as a four. He has that type of physical ability. He is more athletic than Ryder is at UC right now.
And seriously, yeah.
I mean, he can change a game with his legs and his arm, and he's only going to get better because he's still developing physically. And that's when you sit there and you see a young man who, you know, you look down the road and you try to project, what's this young man going to be like when he's 22, 23? And I see bright future. Again, can he stay healthy?
Yes, and he's a UC commit, Evan Prater.
UC commit, big gift for Luke Fickell. And as Chad was saying earlier, they have done, you know, Luke Fickell, look at this coaching staff. Luke Fickell understands the state of Ohio. Marcus Freeman and Mike Mickens, both Huber Heights Wayne grads, who one played at UC, one played at Ohio State. They understand Southwest Ohio especially. Then you get into adding Gino Gadulli to that mix, who comes, you know, from Highlands, who was a UC Bearcat, whose name's in that stadium. You've got a staff there that understands the importance of recruiting their backyard. And we and I have no, you know, I know a lot of people don't like Tommy Tuberville, but overall, Tommy Tuberville was a great person to get along with. But you're looking at someone who has really got a whole staff putting in the time in their backyard. And you have to go back to when, you know, Mark D'Antonio was here, and you look at the guys he had on his staff, how they worked the backyard with the guys like Harlan Barnett that played at Princeton and Mark Staten, who had played at Miami, Ohio. And, you know, you see that group, and then Brian Kelly bringing in a Kerry Combs. So you see, this is like on steroids compared to what those guys did. and you see the results, when you can say that the University of Cincinnati has two of the top 10 players in the state of Ohio as commits right now.
Dave Burke is with us. Dave's got his own consulting firm, writes for several websites, does a fantastic job. I'm a GCL guy. I know Elder's got an unbelievable offensive line. They take down Gahanna Lincoln, and St. X takes care of Brownsburg and LaSalle over Lakota West. A little bit shocked that Moeller got shut out by Indianapolis Cathedral. Cathedral must be special.
Cathedral usually, they're like a GCL program. They're always got talent. And you mentioned, you know, again, I know everybody talks about Elder, and they have a great team when you look at, you know, the commits they have. Jacob James, Joe Royer, you can go right down the line. I really like the young man who's going to Louisville, the offensive lineman. And I think he has a chance to be super special. And I go back, he reminds me of Eric Wood.
Eric Wood. When you think of what I think of Elder, and you mentioned Louisville, I think of Eric Wood, who went that route and then, you know, just retired, what, a couple years ago from the Buffalo Bills in the NFL.
Yeah,
super player.
Luke Kendra has a chance to be very good. He's what I say is he's one of those nasties that you got to have. He's not a finesse guy. He is a nasty. And so I like what Elder has. You know, and they, again, you're placing the quarterback. Looks like they've done that because you sit there and look at, you know, what they're going to do. St. X is the team that I had a chance to see in the preseason. And I think they're kind of the team that I think people are sleeping on a little bit. And the reason they're doing that is, you know, Matthew Reavy, you talk about a bloodline. His cousins are Matt and Tim Hasselbeck.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, he's got a bloodline there. And this is a young man who in the summer went to camps, worked his tail off, and is developing. Late bloomer. Didn't really get a chance last year to be the main quarterback. So he's still learning to play the position, and he's worked with Tony Pike, and he's very athletic for his size. He's at 6'4", 6'4 and a half, 200 pounds, went down to the Nike in Nashville and did quite well. And he no one's talking about this young man. And he came out and threw for like 300 yards. But what was impressive was he threw three touchdowns, no interceptions, and a very high percentage, as far as completions. But they've also got another young man who's under the radar, who's committed to Northwestern in Marshall Lang. And I think he is, you know, he gets overshadowed because of a guy like Royer. And they're both different players. As Royer is more of that flex type tight end, Marshall Lang is very physical. And he's only getting better. And what I like about both those young men, and you can add another man going to Penn, so you know he's smart, Jack Kirby, who's anchoring the offensive line, because everyone was worried about that offensive line at X because of Paris Johnson's leaving. And they've got two sophomores, and Cameron Collins is one of those guys. And they've got some talent that people just are going to learn about as the season goes. And they may have that ups and downs, but I think they're going to be right there in the mix when it comes to the GCL. But right now I think your Elder Panthers have to be favored to win.
Dave Burke, great stuff. Really appreciate you taking the time out on the Labor Day to join us, and all the best to you and your family.
Thanks, Chick. Anytime. Appreciate it.
All right, Dave Burke. Appreciate it, Dave. And you are listening to Sports Talk on 700 WLW with Chick Ludwig.